How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation.
Get ready for your unofficial dental hygiene podcast. These are the tales of two hygienists, one East Coast RDH and one West Coast Guygenist. Listen as they tackle the profession of dental hygiene with humor and enthusiasm. Now, please join Michelle Strange and Andrew Johnston as they tell you a tale of two hygienists.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of A Tale of Two Hygienists. Episode number 181. This is Andrew.
And this is Michelle. Post ADHA with a glass of wine. Broke my fast, everybody.
And I also had some Red Bull. So yeah. It didn't really last that long. Our pact
lasted
beverages.
Wait, when did we land? When Thursday? Friday.
Friday morning.
When did I? What is today?
Sunday.
So I went one full day?
You went, yes.
One full day on the floor without wine.
Yep. And it was glorious. You did very well.
Thank you.
Good job.
You as well.
Thank you. And I only did it because you did it.
I know. I really...
I didn't fail us.
I'm a smidge regretful of drinking the wine, since that means you drank the Red Bull.
So you don't regret your actions for you. You regret your actions for me.
Yes.
Okay. I love it. I also love our buddy Raphael Rondon,
who's sitting in the room.
Me all sorts of crap about that.
We're also living together in a haunted house right now.
Yeah, so let's... I know we're going to get to the mission trip episode.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And kind of a recap of your trip to Costa Rica, which sounded really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, we do need to talk about the haunted house, because
yes,
I feel like that is the most important thing that this episode's going to have to offer any of our listeners.
Yes.
So first of all, there's disagreement. I say the house is not haunted. Raphael and Michelle say that it's...
And Lacey. Lacey agrees.
Was peer pressured.
Lacey agrees at this place. Lacey put a chair in front of her door.
And I put a stop to
the first night.
Because of the air conditioning.
Because of the ghost opening and closing the door.
And the air conditioning would kick on, and then the thing wouldn't hit, and then it would turn off and go back.
Explain how I got locked in my room.
Okay, tell the story first.
So, the first night that we stayed here, it was the three of us, you, me, and Lacey. Raphael was doing something else. We all go to bed because we're all just super tired.
Yeah.
So tired. Lacey and I have an adjoining room. So we should also preface that this house is like a three-story, what era is this, Victorian? What is this?
I don't know what that means, but
1800s.
I have a thumbs up that it might be, it's 1800, mid-1800s.
Yes, early 1800s.
Yep. Early 1800s.
And it has been restored. It's three stories. Creaky. Get that.
Beautiful, though.
It's beautiful, though.
Just gorgeous.
Great woodwork. So she and I have adjoining rooms. And her room is like a Shining replica of the movie The Shining. Like, there's twin beds. And it's... Which, I'm looking for something that says Red Rum. Red Rum. Red Rum. So she and I have adjoining rooms. We go to bed. Raphael comes in. I hear him looking for something, so I come out of my room and find him an ironing board, and I go back and I go to sleep. My room. So prior to this house being restored, it was individual. They had separated in a way that you could rent each individual room.
Right.
So my room has a outside deadbolt lock on it.
Right.
Where you have to flip the little side thing and turn it the same time. And to unlock it, you have to do that.
That's true, but okay.
Is that not true? Yes.
I thought you just had to click the little thing down and then the...
No.
We'll try it again later because I might be wrong on that one. Okay. But continue on with your story.
So, if that's on there. I actually did not notice that at all until I got to go to the bathroom at like, I don't know, 1 a.m. and was locked in my room.
Right. Locked in your room with no one else in there.
Exactly. I didn't get out of the bed to do that. I am not sleepwalking to lock myself in my room.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Raphael agrees with me.
I don't have any words for this. So you guys are both wrong. All three of you are wrong. Okay. Whatever. But
explain to me how I got locked in my room.
So this is what we want, though. We do want the listeners to please weigh in on this.
Louisville's pretty... they have, like, ghost tours and stuff here. Have you done any of them?
Yeah. So... we should see, are ghosts real or are ghosts not real? I think that's what we need to determine really first.
Well, I mean, okay.
What? I feel like people are going to be like, no, Michelle, you're full of crap.
And I think there are going to be people that are like, absolutely, they're okay. There. Well, listen, I'll try to like want to believe in these things.
You do
because,
want to.
No, I do not. Because you if the moment that I like get into it, then I won't live in my own house. Because... I think Charleston's insanely haunted, and I just try not to think about it. Don't get in my head, and I don't want to think about it. But when someone locks me in my room, it makes me a little concerned.
But if it's just you locking yourself in your room, and
I did not lock myself in my room.
Okay.
Moving on.
So, yeah, moving on. So, ADHA.
So, we're at ADHA. We are finished. We're done. Everybody's left. We actually stayed for the closing ceremony. This might be the first time.
We did. And Dave Coulier was there.
You got a signed picture.
Well, I got a signed picture, but we also got pictures with him, which we'll post on social
media. Yes, we did,
which
is pretty great.
And then also, thank you also to everyone that came and found us. One of my favorite stories was the person that was like drive by, hey, you told me that I had to come up and say hi to you, and then like left like right away. That was interesting. And then also the girls that were at the elevators as I was walking by, one of them was talking to the other two and said, hey, you guys really need to check out A Tale of Two Hygienists. And they didn't know I was walking by. And I'm like, hey, that's my podcast. They're like, what? That's you?
What?
And so shout out to them. I didn't catch any of their names, so I kept walking after that. And they got in the elevator.
Way to network, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm really good.
Way to network.
Also, thank you to Sarah Crow.
Yeah, Sarah Crow.
I feel like that's the name.
Yeah.
Terrible memory.
Beautiful blonde.
Yeah. So, hi. Thank you for coming up to us also and saying hi. And
I know her from RDH Evolution. She's friends with Amber. She did a great job at RDH Evolution.
And all the other people that I'm forgetting, because there's a ton
Kayla
of people.
And Amanda, and I am blanking all the rest of the names after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we started like, and Jessica and Heather, and I feel like there's some of
there's
those.
Yeah, there's so many. Y'all were great. We really do appreciate that.
Yeah.
The best.
I think that's a great wrap up for
ADHA. So this episode is going to be the mission trip. This is what the trip that I went on with Daniel Lopez with One World Health, and we went to Costa Rica, and we were going there to see, which I know it sounds fabulous, like I went to Costa Rica, like woe is me, it's a mission trip, but we actually went to go see the Nicaraguan refugees that were coming from Nicaragua because they wouldn't let us back into Nicaragua currently. But the first trip actually is going, I think, next month back. So they're letting us back in, which is awesome. And just remember how much we love charitable dentistry. This whole podcast was kind of built around that. And we are sending people one time a year. And we are going to be doing that soon, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So prepare.
For October, Dominican Republic, just like we did last year, everyone. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be posting about that and asking some people to go.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. And we do hope you enjoy this episode with me and Daniel on our trip to Costa Rica.
There is no denying that Andrew and I are huge fans of the Crystal HD mirrors from Zerk. And this week, their promo is going to let you try out the Mirror Magic Trial Kit. So Mirror Magic is very cool because we all struggle with our patients fogging up our mirrors. And if you do any kind of intraoral photography, you know, you got to warm that mirror or you're blowing air on it to keep it from fogging up. Well, now there is a solution, and that is Mirror Magic. So you just wipe it on the mirror, and it's a solution. You put it on this little gauze pad that can stick to the back of your hand or your glove so that you can just kind of reapply as needed. It's super cool. You definitely want to give it a try if this is something you struggle with. It's a Mirror Magic trial kit when you purchase a 12-pack of those Crystal HD mirrors. And you're going to use the code TALEMAGIC, TALEMAGIC. So get those Crystal HD mirrors and keep them from fogging up with the Mirror Magic trial kit.
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah?
It's time for the interview.
Oh, but I had something else to say.
We need to let the experts talk now.
Fine. I cannot believe another mission trip has come and gone. Like, man, you just blink and it's gone. I hope this inspires everyone to get out, find a organization that resonates with your soul. For me, it's sustainability, making sure that people are cared for when, even once I'm done, and that there's continuous and constant care and somewhere for people to go. I don't know if I could do these trips and know that once I leave, they're not going to see care for a really long time. But that's what's valuable to me. That's what sits well with my soul. And I encourage you to go do your due diligence and find something, because once you start charitable dentistry, if it's globally, if it's in your community, it will change your soul. It really will. And I just can't even express enough how much these trips have changed me. Like it, ugh. Anyway, I won't bore you. You'll hear it in these, in our kind of journal that Daniel and I did for our trip with One World Health to Costa Rica, where we were caring for a lot of the refugees from other countries, mostly Nicaragua, because we were not actually able to go back to Nicaragua this year because of their government and the civil unrest that they were experiencing the last year. But we were excited to see those people and care for them. And we're hoping, fingers crossed, that we'll be able to go back to Nicaragua soon. And really, truly, Uganda's on my heart, so I probably need to go back there pretty soon too. So if you want to know any more information, please reach out. And we also want to give a huge thank you to Premier Dental. You know who they are. They have all the great products that you probably are using in your office. And they were able to financially support this mission trip and also let us use their brand new handpiece that's cordless out called AeroPro. It's a newer one. It just came out right before we went on this trip. So we were really excited to have the opportunity to use that. And though I know, polishing is a cosmetic and not therapeutic in a lot of ways, some of these people have never had that slick tooth feeling. That slick feeling on your teeth once you get them polished. And it was really exciting to give them that and kind of just like a reset, to reset them after we've taught them how to brush and do biofilm management at home. We were able to polish all that biofilm and stain off of their teeth super gingerly and really kind of reset the stage for them. And so thank you again, Premier. Go and support them by visiting their booth and checking out their products. And if you want to know more about their new handpiece called the Aero Pro, definitely visit their website. And we hope you enjoyed this audio journal from me and Daniel Lopez. I'll go ahead and apologize now for some audio glitches, especially on day 5. We're on location, so we don't have all of our audio equipment. So I do apologize for any buzzes and noises and weird things happening, but I do hope you guys enjoy this. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Michelle.
My best friend that I've made my best friend, and he does not appreciate it. So, this is what, our third trip together?
Yeah.
Third trip.
Third trip, third country.
Oh, my gosh. That's so true. I didn't even think about that. So, let's talk about, we're day 2 in Costa Rica in San Jose, and today we were with the team, and yesterday we weren't. So let's talk about all this fun stuff that we did yesterday.
Yesterday was interesting. Definitely not the mission trip experience that I'm used to.
Right?
Because we were
had a little spoiled.
It was like being in our own private little office.
Yeah,
we all had like our little split cubicle, and mm-hmm. we had like our supplies right there. We had a central hub with, you know, the
the dated autoclave.
Your grandmama's autoclave.
Which the original.
Which was perfectly fine.
Yeah.
You know, it had, you know, little whirly gigs all over it.
It
that
did.
Was fun.
It took them just a brief second to figure it out, but yeah, it worked.
Yeah, and I made a total mess. I actually spilled like half of the water on the floor.
Did you? Yeah. I didn't see that. Yeah, and we were by ourselves really. Well, we had our translators. We had two translators who were amazing. And one of them is a physical therapist, which has just been amazing for me. I get a little shoulder adjust or something throughout the day. It's great.
And I didn't need anything.
Oh, it's so perfect.
My back, my spine is divine.
Oh, I knew mine was jacked up. I could have told him that. So, yeah, we were kind of, but we used a lot of our equipment that was donated. We brought a lot of our own supplies. But we had like 6 bags of dental stuff that we brought on this trip. A lot of, we have a Cavitron, we have a piezo, we have a suction, we have a triturator. Gosh, what else? We have all kinds of stuff.
I have more things than I think I'll even possibly get to.
I've somehow used most of everything. Oh, the oral ID, cancer screening light, which you haven't used yet, but that's used it on me, but
yeah,
that was
it. It was kind of fun.
And also the Premier Aero Pro handpiece, which took maybe a second to get used to because it's weird not having a foot pedal.
Yeah. It was a little bit of a challenge to remember where the button was, you know, when you went to stop and go. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was a lot easier once I realized I could just turn the actual Profi cup or the Profi angle. And then, like, it became a lot easier.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I've noticed I've been putting mine on at a very specific location.
Yeah, always opposite of the power button.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need to be in any particular direction.
Exactly. And so it's really light. I mean, it's probably the lightest handpiece. And it's kind of weird not to have that cord pulling on your wrist or having to like kind of adjust
it. Yeah, I feel too loosey-goosey.
Like, yeah.
Like running
you can
wild.
Really kind of like work those line angles without a care in the world. So it's nice. And you can adjust it via the power button, which took me a minute to like figure out. But now I feel like I get the hang of it. So yesterday we were seeing about 4 patients an hour. They were actually scheduled. So it was very much like being in a practice.
Yeah.
And then today was good old times, like back.
Just like a backlog of people staring over your shoulder,
staring
into your patient's mouth.
Yeah. So we actually shared a space with OTPT. So we were like the specialty clinic, which was awesome. What do you feel the difference is between the countries, Nicaragua and Costa Rica so far?
Nicaragua is clearly more... not quite as developed, you know, a lot more impoverished people in areas. And you see a stark difference here with the development. Costa Rica is very much so a developed country.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it has its pockets of lower income areas as well. But even those are, you know, really more developed than what we saw in Nicaragua and in Uganda, especially. Mm-hmm. So like this country... You know, I mean, everyone knows that Costa Rica is, like, making great strides, you know, in many different ways. But, you know, it's once you get here and see, whoa, this country is moving fast.
Yeah.
You know, it becomes very obvious.
So TJ was telling me today at dinner that a lot of these people here are making the same wage that they made in Nicaragua, but it is 3 times more expensive to live here.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it's a developed country, like they are still struggling and they still have a lot of hurdles, but they have also more opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this weird conundrum for a lot of them.
Yeah. Like, you know, you're always going to have a wealth divide in any economy.
Yeah.
But the big difference here is that Costa Rica, because, you know, they don't have a military and they've really capitalized on the tourism industry. They pour all that money back into the country.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And they've done great things. Like, they're almost 100%, you know, renewable energy. They actually sell off their excess energy to their surrounding countries, if I'm not mistaken.
And their plate, like, the plates were, like, I hate disposables, right? Like, it drives me crazy. But all of their stuff is, like, made from plant-based stuff. So it's pretty great. Yeah, they're awesome.
Like, everywhere you go, you could, like, you know, everyone's recycling here.
Yeah.
Everyone is recycling everywhere.
Yeah, they're definitely ahead in that regard. So today we did kind of a little bit more basic stuff, but I had a suction, which was everything. And I got to use the glass ionomer from GC America, and it's like Auto Mix, and that thing is life. It is everything.
Yeah, I need to actually watch you do it, because I am not trained in restorations, besides what some dentists have showed me, you know, right. offhand. But
and my training is just with the ART kind of, because I took a class in January, and I took one end of last year. It's definitely a different experience, because auto cure versus light cure. Thank you so much to Lisa, who definitely was on Instagram Messenger, like when I was like, why is it doing this? And she's like, here's all the things, and gave me a little to-do cheat sheet, which is great, because I'm able to do it in the clinic, but it's been so sporadic that the refresher, and also seeing other people's ways of doing silver diamine fluoride and glass ionomer, it's always nice to hear. So I do appreciate that very much. But the suction was so great today. I also used the tri-black gel and had a bunch of kids brush all the sugar bugs off their teeth, which was great. Did you see anything exceptional today?
I think I got all of the perio cases.
I think you might have, and I got it. But by the grace of, like, good, just, yeah. I mean,
just how would you?
Yeah, because I was doing a lot of the restorations, and you were doing, and I did a lot of the polishing, because I only had one person that needed a really good scale, and the rest were really just plaque. There's soft debris, and so it worked out great.
No, and every other patient for me had, like, 5 to 7 millimeters of clinical attachment loss and calculus way up the lateral and central incisors.
Which, I had a lot of that.
It's something
patient,
we see
yeah.
whenever we do these mission trips, that calculus that goes really deep, like up on lingually on 8 and 9. Those were the cases I had.
So I find that interesting, because the person who I did a deep scaling on was 12, and she had probably 3 millimeters of calculus subgingival on like her molars, or at least her, you know, first molars, and then those anterior teeth. So it's like, I think it just starts young.
Yeah.
Because I mean, she's only 12 with that, and then just they don't have full cleanings here, so just continues to go.
Yeah, it's very, it seems like it's mostly restorative and extractions.
Yeah, yeah.
That they've had here.
We didn't really get to see much as far as like the medical side, other than PT. Did you?
No, not really. I mean, we were so secluded, and it sounds like it was kind of a blessing, because they were super crowded.
They were very crowded. It was a very crowded day. But for the rest of the week, we are are back at our little clinic.
Yeah.
And we're going to have new translators, which should be interesting. I'm hoping that goes well, because our translator today, Josue.
Yes.
He is PT, and oh my God, like, could he pick up any faster? Like,
no, somehow in one day she got him into a four-handed dentistry expert.
He really was. And that just came so naturally to, like, yesterday, maybe three, glass ionomers in, he's like, so wait, you're going to be using that light needs a shield on it or a cover. And I was like, it does need a cover on it. I can't even get my students to be that astute about things. So it was really fantastic. So we will see what tomorrow brings, because it's always really nice to have that consistent translator that already kind of knows the flow, but we'll make it work, make it work. Any thoughts and feelings for the rest of the week?
I'm kind of sad that we're not going to be with the group again. Because,
I am too.
And this is a selfish thing. But, you know, it's nice to be amongst the people, because we're very isolated even there. Like, the people wait in a floor below and we're a floor above.
Yeah.
And so we just have our patient and the translators, and that's all we see. And today, you know, we got to see all the patients that are coming in for us and for PTOT. We got to see the other people, you know, just finishing up in their clinic. You know, everybody has that sort of cool off period, you know,
where,
you know, the day's done, you know, you finish, the clinic is shut down, everybody gets that weight off their shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, we're going home. You know, we don't get to see that. We only have that taste of it today. So, you know, that kind of camaraderie is nice, but that's not why we're here. We're here to do a job. We're here to help these people who don't have access to care. And that's what we got to focus on. So, you know, it's an acceptable loss.
Yes. And those people, like, I didn't realize until the end of the day that we had seen mostly Nicaraguans on Monday. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they need it, and I'm really excited to go back. And I do, the structure is different. I do miss the being in the clinic amongst all the medical providers, mm-hmm. and feeling like we're a team of professionals treating people together. But yeah, it's nice to go to equipment and, yeah, and an autoclave and a piezo.
Yeah.
Very excited for that.
Not as sweaty.
Yeah. Yeah. Not as sweaty. Yeah. Yeah. And proper chairs. So like we're just using zero gravity chairs. So yeah. Ergonomics is quite
I don't get that little joy of like asking somebody, you ready? And just throwing them back in a gravity chair and they scream. I do every single time.
And they're like, ah! You're like, you're good, you're good. Oh. All right, well, day one and two complete. I love plantain chips. So day three. Danielle, as we... What? Why do you look at me like that?
I'm still munching and you start...
This is how it works. Day three.
Okay.
And we're sitting by the pool because we got back early before the rest of the team because we were in our separate little clinic location. And currently our laundry together is being washed in the same machine, mm-hmm. making us bound by one more.
Skivvies are touching skivvies. Boundaries are crossed.
Each trip, each country just brings us a little bit closer. Despite what you would like to happen. It's okay. So, today, we were back in the clinic, and we got there early, we got set up, it was much easier, got started, our morning was pretty good, and then our afternoon kind of fell apart.
Yeah, it started raining really heavy because it's El Nino.
Mm-hmm.
And the weather's a little unpredictable, and I don't think it's because people get, like, lazy and they don't want to come. Or just afraid of rain, but I think it's actually...
Transportation,
to get transported there.
So, yeah, and it's kind of funny because it's very similar to U.S. Like, I have more patients cancel when it rains, and, like, they just don't show up. And especially now where I'm at, my outreach, because a lot of people walk there. So, it makes sense. Like, it was kind of like being in back in the U.S. today.
No, I have the opposite experience. On a rainy day, people show up anyway. And on a nice day, nobody comes here. Everybody just wants to walk around somewhere.
Ah, well, yeah, New York, I could see that, mm-hmm. right? So today for me, I did less restorative stuff and more perio. So much perio for me today. How about you?
I had a lot of moderate cases. I didn't have anybody that was too severe except one woman who had, she seemed to have unstable, like, or at least somewhat, controlled, sometimes uncontrolled diabetes, and she had like huge, she had basically no bone between the furca on 31,
mm-hmm.
and it was super loose. I might have bought her maybe a few more months on it, and I told her, listen, you know, there's really not much hope for this. She was kind of aware of it. I told her, you know, the rest of her, you know, she's fine. She just had moderate calculus,
and,
she'll be fine from now on everywhere else, but so you gotta see a local dentist for that, which I always feel bad that we... when I have to tell them that, especially with something like perio, because I want to do more, but there's only so much we can do. No, it's only so much time we can spend, or you just will not see as many people.
No, for sure. Yeah, that's definitely it. Well, and that's the upside to, I guess, the afternoon kind of falling apart, because I was able to do a little bit more care on the ones that did show up. One, my very last patient had ortho glue on every single tooth, and I don't know if I broke my piezo scaler tip before or during, but I'm glad my mask was on to hide my tears. My poor little piezo tip. I mean, I have 3 perio tips, but nothing's gonna... Those perio tips got nothing on the calculus that we're seeing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even think I can get the machine up high enough. I would snap that piezo tip before it would actually get that calculus off. So I'm using kind of my heavy duty ones, and I only have 3 of those, which is working out because we're alternating it enough that I keep one at least going. But what?
No, I'm just really enjoying the plantain chips. I'm trying not to crunch to the microphone. I'm so sorry.
So, but today I was able to use mouthwatch camera on my laptop and do some patient education, which was nice because I could really take a picture of the linguals because, again, very similar to Uganda because we saw this a lot where no one brushes the linguals. They only brush really the facial surfaces. And so I was able to show them all the sorrow, which is calculus and tartar in Spanish. And
that was very good.
Bacteria. How do you say bacteria?
Bacteria.
Bacteria, yeah. I was like, it's really simple. And, you know, show them actually the inflammation. And so that's really great. And, you know, Mouthwatch has been a supporter of the podcast and been very generous on a lot of, in a lot of ways to us. And so I really appreciated the donation for this trip to use one of their cameras. And I also used an oral ID a few times, did some oral cancer screening. I had a few smokers, so I really felt like that was a good thing to use on them. And, of course, went back to our polisher. And I'm getting so much better at starting and stopping it, and like the on-off button.
Yeah, you really get used to it.
Yeah, you do. And I did go back to my foot pedal, which is non-existent. It's for my piezo, just out of habit. But it's getting much better, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a certain rhythm you have to get with taking it out of the mouth so you can get more paste.
Yeah.
I really should be using one of those stupid rings that everyone hates using. Am I the only one?
I don't use them either.
Yeah, those little Prophy rings. Is that what they're even called?
I think so. That sounds right.
You know, now that I think about it, I'm kind of an idiot for not thinking of using that before because it would be perfect. Okay, let's
tomorrow
try
we have Thursday, Friday left.
Let's try that tomorrow.
That's probably a good idea because I always like the ones that stick to the back of the glove. I thought those were really.
I've never tried that.
Those are, but I never do because I always kind of keep it between my finger, which is probably going to create some serious issues in the future. But yeah, we probably should give that a try because you do have to like turn, slow it down or stop it, get it. The pace,
yeah,
go get it back in the mouth.
If you've used the ring, you wouldn't have to slow down at all. Which
just keep going, right? Well, we have established that we are dumb. And tomorrow will be a different day. So, any expectations for the rest of the week?
Well, tomorrow we're still going to be in the main clinic, but I think they told us that the main group is going to be across
the street.
Where we've been eating lunch.
Yeah.
So that might be interesting. I wonder if we'll actually stay longer and see more patients because they're triaging, or if they're still going to maintain the appointed.
Yeah, that's
slots,
a good. So what's cool about this one? So we in the past we've gone with One World Health, Nicaragua and Uganda, and they have a very specific system. And the system is similar here, but we are partnering with Christ for the City, Christ for the City International, right?
Oh yeah.
What are you doing right now?
I'm trying not to munch into the microphone.
So Christ for the City, CFCI is what they call it, here in Costa Rica, has a way. So a lot of times people would just be lined up when we show up and we just have to give them numbers. Well, now they're like appointed time. So you come between 9 and 10, 10 and 11, 11 and 12. And so for us, they're scheduling us 4 patients. So we're, you know, really seeing them every 30 minutes each. But the great thing is like if we run over, there's like, it's not a huge deal. Like, we're not being chastised for that. And also, if we finish sooner because maybe they're a child or something, maybe we'll have time to clean up and stuff. So it's really nice. Yeah, it does. And it's really nice that they aren't having to wait. They're not lined up in the dental clinic. They're not sitting there for hours upon hours. We're not like, oh my gosh, how are we going to see all these people? Like, we have a schedule.
Really fast also because we have all our instruments right in the middle between us.
Yes.
Including
the
autoclave. So it's just like you just have to whirl around a bit and everything's right at your
And our translators are really helpful. So we have taught them how to wipe down and set up and assist in some fashion. Your translator today was 17 and adorable. He was
17 feet tall.
Yeah, he was. But he's a great speaking really great English. And my translator, hasn't spoken English really since he said high school.
Yeah.
And I was I learned Spanish in high school, but I would not be translating for a soul right now.
Yeah, he definitely retained a fair amount.
He did a really great job. So it was great. It was a really great day. Anything else?
Not really. Tomorrow's going to be a very different day, so I think we'll have more feedback to
Yeah.
Hear. after that. But, you know, today was just like another nice day.
It was. It was. Yeah. All right. Well,
and
see.
And we had that little bit of downtime during the downpours.
Yes.
We were just hanging out, and I was watching.
And you were nerding. Oh, yeah. Gosh. You are such a nerd. I can't. Introducing them to anime.
Oh, no. Anime is very popular here. We were just watching one that they hadn't seen.
Oh, excuse me. Well, hope you guys are enjoying this, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Holy crap, how was it day 4? I swear, I blink my eye on every trip.
I lost count after day 2.
Seriously. It's like it flies by. Today was a little tough. Patient-wise, yeah?
Yeah, we had a lot of patients, you know, the type that's just never had a clean their life.
Ever.
Never brushed the tongues out of their teeth or heard of floss or toothpicks or anything. It was a lot of heavy cases, and we had to work some miracles. But it rounded out in the end.
It did. We were a little delayed this morning with transportation, so we were late getting started by almost, 45 minutes? And
Yeah, that 45 minutes really set us back.
It did.
We passed our clinic site, but then they wouldn't allow us to walk back, so we had to wait for an Uber to take us back.
Yeah. So it was a lot. But I'm real thankful for a piezo and a Cabotron today.
Yeah, I don't know how we could have done this without power instruments. I don't know how we've done it without power instruments before.
Right? Isn't this funny?
We had one piezo, which we kind of shared with the three of us.
But the first time, we didn't.
That was all elbow grease.
Yeah, and I never want to go back to that life.
Yeah.
I ain't about that life, like Donovan said tonight. So it was rough, but in a crazy turn of events, Daniel and I never see children, and I've never been so thankful in my life to finish the day with some children.
Yeah. I almost wanted to cry when I got my third child in a row.
I know. I'm like so thankful.
It's like, all you need is a little varnish. Thank you.
A little polish, a little varnish. When Josue said, you have 5 patients waiting, and we have to be done at 4, and it was already 2:45, mm-hmm. I was like, holy God. And then they all were children. I was like, oh, there's such things as miracles. Yes.
Tomorrow's going to be rough.
No, because we're going to get there on time.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to get there on time. And then, we do have to go through our dental supplies at the end of the day. And,
We don't take inventory, do we?
Not their inventory, our inventory. Oh. So all the stuff there.
Okay.
Well, not really inventory. We just need to pack it back up and send things back.
I don't want to count. I don't think I have the capacity to count.
Good to know ahead of time. I won't put you in charge of that. So yeah, it was a lot. But I got to tell you, a lot of my patients on those little kiddos, I only polished, and I haven't charged my Aero Pro since Sunday. I know you had to charge yours.
I charged it, but it was already half charged when I started, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
I was pretty impressed with the battery life on that guy. And some of these kiddos got their first polish of their life, so that was pretty great. So I was excited to be able to deliver that. I'm trying to think of all the other fun things. I didn't do a lot of restorative today. It was just scaling. So much scaling.
Yeah. Thank goodness that we have a lot of, manual scalers.
Yeah.
We don't have sharpening stones.
I forgot my Gleason guide, which is my nightmare. If we didn't have fresh, beautiful instruments donated by PDT and Linda Miller, the great Linda Miller, oh my gosh, can you imagine?
Yeah.
And I had a mini. I found a mini in there. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that was some good stuff today.
Oh, I haven't found that.
Yeah, as a little mini.
I
loved
still
it.
A Queen of Hearts because they scare me.
Oh, well, we can play with that tomorrow. We can play with that tomorrow. Have you tried the M Montana 4.5? I like that one. And Jaffe Nimble is one that I've been using quite a lot.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Montana Jack, but just shorter shank, more for the anterior teeth.
Oh, the purple one?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, aren't they? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, those are really great. So that's Jack B. Nimble. So we're really appreciative of those instruments.
Okay, it's my new favorite instrument.
Right? It's pretty great.
Yeah.
It is pretty great. Oh, gosh. I'm just trying to think if there was... Oh, I did see one patient with a beautiful bridge and a ton of cement all over and a huge open contact. So he was packing food, and he was so grateful to get that, like, relief from getting all that impaction.
Those, that woman?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
no.
Oh, yeah, it was two of those.
Had a gentleman today that was...
I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah. Even Josue was like, whoa, that's a big piece. I was like, that's cement, buddy. That is all cement. Yeah, that was a little rough. But any expectations for tomorrow other than dreading our count?
I mean, we're going to dread doing the work because it's the end of the week, but it's going to fly by so quickly, and then we're going to have the sads because it's all over.
I know. Every time.
Every time.
Every time. And we had a lot of heavy life stories tonight. And
yeah, I laid it out there.
Yeah, everyone laid it out there. I was like, did you guys like plan this crap? Like, everyone who's had a death just was like, let's talk about that tonight. And I'm like, sorry, let's just all cry right now. Yeah. Let's just have a night of
it was great
cathartic crying. So anyway, anything else you want to add?
No, I'm just looking forward to tomorrow and wrapping up the week and reflecting.
Reflecting, for sure. Well, we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Yeah. Bye. How bittersweet is this day? Our final day. We're exhausted, we hurt, but it's really sad to leave the clinic.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad to be not sweaty for my work shift. So it takes about a week to really get there. We're like, you know, it'd be nice not to be totally soaked in my own bodily fluids. I mean, that's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're here to work yet again.
So anything that stood out to you today?
Honestly, you know, there wasn't really anything different about today compared to the other days, but, you know, reflecting on what we've done, especially compared to things we've done in the past, you know, comparing the differences of the work that we've been able to do here, you know, I wish there was a happy medium.
I know.
Because, you know, we weren't able to see as many people. However, the people we did see got...
exceptional care.
Yeah, exceptional care. You know, that definitely, you know, those borderline cases, we definitely bought them more time to see a dentist to try and get some more definitive care. Some cases, you know, we probably, you know, I'm sure we would completely reverse, you know, their health decline. And we got the education out there. Actually, that's probably the weakest part, is that with the lack of exposure to a mass of people.
Yeah,
some of us could have gone out and done brushing instruction or something to everyone. You know, we could only reach the people that reached us.
Well, I will say that I told every person that came through, because all of them brush either with a sweeping motion, like from gingiva to incisal edge, that's how they brush, and almost none of them brushed the lingual surface of any of their teeth. So once they felt it and I like adjusted their hand and watched them brush, and I was like, tell everyone, tell your friends, tell your family. And then the translators even kept saying like how much they learned, and now when they're brushing, they're so cautious and conscious of it.
Yeah, we scared them.
Yeah, we did. That's pretty common in dental. But I will say, like, that was great, because now they can go, because they're such educators themselves, so they can really go and spread the word, that is huge. I mean, most of them don't clean between their teeth, and that's no surprise, as you know, most of our patients don't clean between their teeth.
I would say at least half of my patients did.
I did not get that same patient population.
Especially the women, some of the men, but they just weren't applying it correctly. Either floss or you know, in some sort of interdental stick, which are available here. But I could tell that they were doing something; they just weren't applying it quite as effectively. Mm-hmm. So all it took was a tweak, and they got it right away.
Yeah. I mean, that's all patient education, right? Most people aren't doing it well. What I did enjoy, because we always do these trips with other medical professionals, not just dental. So OTPT and I sat down like every night at dinner and and had really in-depth conversation about like motor skills and, I have it written down, all the words they told me to like research as far as like, how do you teach new behaviors to people, especially with fine motor skills like toothbrushing. So I'm going to do some investigating on that. I did see the cutest little child. Well,
this is probably, he was probably the cutest little boy that's ever graced the face of the earth.
Truly, truly. He was precious, and he had never had his teeth brushed. His mom, when I asked, she was there for treatment, and he was just going to sit in her lap, and he did that. He was amazing, and he actually ended up brushing his teeth while I cleaned her teeth, which was fantastic, but I asked if she brushes his teeth. And she goes, no, I haven't been indicated to do that. And, you know, so I was like, let me see if I can try to do this with him. And he was not having it. Obviously, he was 2 years old and never had a toothbrush put in his mouth. So that was not a happy moment for him. But he really warmed up to it. And he was adorable. And then he ended up letting me look in his mouth. And he had no cavities, which was amazing.
He was so excited.
He was so excited, but I have a video. I'll be sure to post it. I really wanted to put that AeroPro handpiece in his mouth and just tickle his teeth a little bit so at least he could have some experience, but it didn't happen, but that's okay. And I'm trying to think of, like, what else I saw that was amazing.
Oh, God, I don't know.
I was just really excited for all of our equipment. I did, right before lunch, was that the, yeah, that right before lunch, I did 12 sealants on a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do sealants, but this was really easy because I was using that LinguaFix from Zerk Dental, and I was doing the GC America Auto Mix Glass Ionomer, and, you know, of course I etched, but it was so easy. I did one side, flipped it over, used a different tip for the auto mix cartridge, and used it on the other side. It was perfection. I'm so glad for that. I did a lot of patient education with my mouthwatch camera and showed people, you know, the sorrow on there or below the tissues and how red it was. That was really awesome. And then I did quite a few oral cancer screen because I had a lot of smokers. So I used that oral ID, fluorescence. Right? Fluorescence.
Fluorescence, yeah.
Didn't sound right when it came out of my mouth. And then, of course, the AeroPro. And we really have to thank Premier for all of their sponsorship for this mission trip and donating or letting us use those AeroPro, their brand new handpiece. I only charged mine once, which is awesome.
I didn't charge mine at all. But I think you polished a little more than I did because I had more perio than you did.
Yeah, the first 2 days, I think you did have more perio, and I did more restorative those days.
I also deferred some people to you for resto.
That's true. But it was a good little working combo. Mm-hmm. So three countries, Daniel, you and I, three countries. It's been great. If you guys ever want to learn more about mission trips, charitable dentistry, just in general, how you can serve in your community globally, let us know. We are here as a resource for you. Any last words of wisdom?
When you have vacation time, check out Costa Rica.
Oh, are you enjoying Costa Rica? I miss Nicaragua.
Probably my favorite place I've been.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we've gotten to enjoy it a little bit more. Yeah. And this was such an easy trip when you compare it to how hot we have been in Nicaragua. But
well, we're out of season for the heat. So maybe
that's true. That's true. Very true. But yes, if you want to know anything about these countries, let us know. We're happy to have that conversation with you. But we hope you enjoyed this kind of audio journal each day on our shenanigans.
And I hope we've inspired you to give some back to
yes.
the community. Give some help when you have time. It'll last you for your life, and it'll change you.
And even when you think you're like, I can't do another moment of dentistry, I can't see another human being, they're all jerks, this will melt your heart. If you are hardened of heart, do some kind of charitable dentistry. It will kind of reset your perspective even on why you came into it. Exactly. All right, Daniel.
Well, I hope everybody enjoyed our daily journal of the trip to Costa Rica.
Yeah, I know I sure did.
Okay. I do apologize for some of, like, the technical, like you could hear some scratchiness in the wires and stuff and some of the wind in that audio. But hopefully you got what we were saying.
I think that's like the adventure of it though too.
Right.
I feel like
we're on a mission
feel
trip.
Like they can be a part of what's going on.
Truly.
And the wind and all that
right.
stuff. It's not necessarily the most glamorous of vacations. If you're saying earlier, it's like not.
It is not. But it was one of the best trips that we've been on because we actually had equipment and we actually were able to deliver really top-notch service to everybody versus picking and choosing.
We had really good sponsors helping us out and stuff
yes.
too.
Yes, and I think Premier again, and then I want to give a huge shout out and I want to hug her again when I see her, Sheree Lipinski, because she is the one that like petitioned for all these people to buy me that suction from Dental Works, and that was amazing.
That's
and I thank
so awesome.
Her so much for that, and everybody who donated. But she was the one that like rallied everybody, and I was just like, this is a want that I have one day, and she made it happen. So I appreciate her so much. So Sheree Lipinski, she's Armor Dental Mouth Mate Scan Mate. Check her out because she's an inventor of products, and she is really trying to make things happen for our profession. I love
her.
She's
so wonderful.
She is so wonderful.
I will give her a hug for you also, because she loves my hugs.
Everybody loves Andrew's hugs. Except for Michelle. So.
You know what? You never had one.
I don't.
So, yeah, I'd say don't knock until you try it.
Okay. Okay. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you want to reach out to us, you can check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and you can send us a message on either of those platforms, or you can go to atale2hygienist.com. We're working on our website. I'm really excited, and we did some fun mm-hmm. things at ADHA for that. And you can always email us individually, either Michelle or Andrew at atale2hygienist@gmail.com. No.
At.
Michelle at.
Minus.
atale2hygienist.com or Andrew at atale2hygienist.com or atale2hygienist@gmail.com.
We will also be at RDH Under One Roof coming
yes.
up at the end of July, beginning of August. Mm-hmm. And then in August, we'll be at IFDH. Shout out also to the listener who, I think it was told to Matt, right? I said, hey,
yeah.
I'm going to go to that or whatever because
mm-hmm.
whatever. Anyways.
Yep. Yeah, come find us if you're going to be at all of those. Actually, message us beforehand because we'd love to like meet up or something.
Yeah, schedule something to
schedule something.
I feel like it's always like passing by, and that's not don't actually talk to you very much.
No, so that'd be great though. Awesome. Right. Well, I hope everybody has a great week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.